a drunk Brit drowned in a hotel pool last weekend during a tragic game to find out who could hold their breath the longest. Richard Maloney, celebrating his 24th birthday, was declared the winner by his pals in this contest, trying to determine who could hold their breath the longest in the pool. He was declared the winner by his buddies before the horrific truth dawned on them. Whoops-a-daisy there. They were celebrating because Rich was, well, seemingly holding his breath longer than everybody else. There was a reason for that, of course. I don't know how these things happen. They get together at a hotel pool. They say, let's see who can hold their breath the longest. Winner gets a six-pack. Rich is down there. Everyone else finally comes up. They're coughing and wheezing. Rich is still down there. Rich, way to go. You're holding your breath far longer than the rest of us, man. You win. That's extraordinary. Rich, what? Rich, you are, look at that. Look, how long has he been? Rich, you just moved past the Guinness World Record holder. And he did that sober. You are something else, Rich. Golly, Rich, you're still keeping it up, too. That's kind of stunning. What's your secret? Look at this guy hold his breath. Someone call the newspapers. And then an hour later, Rich, how much longer do you figure you're going to be down there? You won. You aware of that, Rich? Come on. You're just showing off now. You're just trying to embarrass us. Okay, we're not as good as you. Fine. Can you come out now? Rich, it was just a stupid contest. Can we go back to drinking and laughing and joking like we were doing? We didn't intend for this to be an all-night affair. I don't know that it's even healthy to stay in there as long as you are. You're going to be wrinkly. Well, it was 3 days later that one of the fellas said, quote, something might be wrong. 72 hours. I should have been worried at 48, but now I'm really concerned. Something's not right here. They drained and cleaned and refilled the pool twice, and Rich still is down there. Plus, the rest of us are sober now, and this isn't nearly as entertaining as it was when we were schnockered. Someone go in there and tell Rich we're going home. It was a dumb contest. Next time we're just playing Texas Hold'em. Bye, Rich. We're leaving. We're leaving, Rich. I think it's called overkill, buddy. Bye-bye.